بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite الصلوات. اللهم صل على إن شاء الله. In a couple of weeks, I believe, we are going to have Yawm al-Qiyamah. We come together as believers in the month of fasting, in the month of Diyafatullah, on or during the day when we are still fasting and we are hungry and thirsty, to, in support of the Palestinian people, in support of the Muslimin, in support of all people, freedom-seeking people, and genuine people, oppressed people, against the oppressors, showing our presence in support of the oppressed, against the oppressor. This is one of the greatest acts of worship that anyone can be part of. Generally, supporting the oppressed and fighting the oppressors is one of the greatest worships. If you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on multiple occasions addresses the matter of fighting the oppressors. Jihad fi sabilillah, one of the important instances of it is fighting oppressors. The Quran says that God actually will not leave us until He has identified the mujahidun, those who decide to take the course of jihad, which is against a foe, against the enemies of Islam, the enemies of humanity, the oppressors who have been there throughout history and are there and will be there until the coming of the Imam, with the coming of our Imam, that will come to an end as well. We will not have oppressors. All the oppressors will be dealt with by the Imam of our time, inshallah. Recite a salawat, please. We know that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was the one who introduced this idea of a Friday of the month of Ramadan, all believers showing up in support of the Palestinian cause against the Zionists, oppressors and occupiers. And it's a great service that he did. And there's a lot of people that want to make sure this is either forgotten, or people are afraid of this, or people bring various excuses and think that this is not effective, or whatever other thing there is, where people do not go by this teaching and they don't participate. What I want to do tonight, because we're going to have a number of these sessions where we talk about this, where we get to understand this suggestion of Imam Khomeini, or this instruction of Imam Khomeini, this guidance that he gave. The first thing is, For us to understand that presence on the street by people is jihad against the oppressors. I think we will only get time to briefly touch this topic. One of the whispers of the shaitan for believers who would want to participate in this age or in this country, in this part of the world, and during these times, one of the whispers of the shaitan is, what's the use of this? What's the use of a few tens of people or a hundred or a couple hundred people or even 1,000 or 2,000? How, you know, what's that going to do? What's that going to do? If anyone were to add, perhaps you can add to the whisper of the shaitan another whisper. It's been how many years now that you've been doing this? It's been at least 40 years that we've been doing Yawmul Quds. The Zionists are still there. So that shows that there's no use to this. That could be given as a sign to complete that whisper of the shaitan. But as I said, it's the whisper of the shaitan. Both of those are inaccurate and, sorry, incomplete. Recite a salawat, please. There are different ways we can think about this and understand that neither of those two are correct. Our presence, even if it's five people, even if it's five people, which we're not encouraging that, but if nobody else joins, only five people join, that will be effective, that is jihad, that will lead to the downfall of the Zionist regime. Okay. And those five people will be seen by Allah in His system accurately as those who participated in taking down this Zionist entity, this oppressive entity. One of the ways we can identify this is the state of affairs of the Zionist state currently. Contrary to that second whisper of the shaitan, when you don't pay close attention, when you don't carefully study something, you end up missing on what's happening and you take perhaps an angle, an aspect that misleads you. To think that the Zionist state currently still exists and therefore that shows that these activities are not effective is inaccurate. What year did the Zionist state become officially a recognized state by the U.S. and other members of the United Nations? I believe it's 1948. Is that correct? Roughly, right? Okay. Is that when they started this project? As far as I know, before the turn of the century, in the late 1800s, that's when they started the project of creating the Zionist state. How many years did it take? Over 50 years. Okay. Secondly, what was their project? Their project was to create a state that governs over a region that current-day Israel is a small part of. It was supposed to include from the Nile to the Euphrates. That was their plan. It's written, it's documented. That's what they wanted. Were they able to accomplish that? Well, it's been over 100 years since they set out to accomplish that. They haven't been able to. Lastly, what were they able to accomplish during this period? Well, they got what they currently call Israel. In addition to expanding into the West Bank with their settlements, in addition to taking over Gaza, in addition to taking over southern Lebanon, In addition to taking part of Syria, the Golan Heights, in addition to taking the area known as the Sinai Desert, okay, part of the country known as Egypt. Well, they had control over the Sinai Desert. They had control over southern Lebanon. All the way up to Beirut. So that's where they had their influence and they did have control. So we are living in 2019. Do they control those regions? According to them, they gave up the Sinai Desert for a certain reason. Okay, they gave it up early on. The Golan Heights, we are in the verge of, I think, them giving it up. They never had full control over the Golan Heights. They had southern Lebanon and they had Gaza. What happened with southern Lebanon? In 2000, they had to leave. Gaza, they had to leave a few years later. So as you can see, over time, the resistance has been effective to, number one, not allow the objective of establishing a state in that larger, much larger region to take place. And secondly, for whatever they had control over, to gradually them having to, without their choice, give it up. And this is not only because of the armed resistance inside the occupied lands, be it southern Lebanon or Gaza. It's because of the global support that people have given that resistance. One small sign of that. You see all this media campaign to portray the Zionist state as an oppressed state, the Zionist people, each and every one of them being occupiers, as being these oppressed people that Hamas or Hezbollah, or as they call them, Hamas and Hezbollah, are constantly bombing. Why are they doing this? Why is it they don't show any of the imagery of what the settlers do to the Palestinians? Have you seen that? I mentioned this before. Go watch it yourself. World opinion is important. World opinion is important. And the world opinion of people who are actually going to be active and take stances and do things is important. If it wasn't important, they wouldn't spend trillions of dollars to try to formulate the opinion they want in these people. In the United States, if the people decide to go against the Zionist influence of domestic and foreign policy, people go on the foreign policy. No, that's wrong. It's domestic policies as well. Many wrong domestic policies as a result of allowing the Zionist lobby to be in charge of the affairs of these people. Okay. If the people in this country stand up against it, they will not be able to carry out what they are. And that is exactly why they have the best censorship program, the best public opinion formulating system and machine in this country, where people are kept so dumb and so stupid about who's who and what's what, that it's beyond imagination. Nowhere in the world do you find people to be so oblivious about what's going on around them. And this is by design. Okay? If it wasn't so important, they wouldn't do this. They wouldn't spend all of that money. And lastly on that, if it wasn't so important, that presence, okay? The presence of those few tens of people or few hundred people or a thousand or a couple thousand would not be so important for them to spend so much and to try to get people, create counter-protests, give a bad name to them. I've been in touch with a brother in, I believe he's in Toronto, Canada. And he's exposing some of these Zionists and the hell they are giving him. How many people are with him? Maybe just look at the pictures, maybe 10 people, maybe 15 people. Those 15 people are important. When you put that picture on Facebook and people see that, when you put it on social media, people see that, they are identifying it as effective. They don't want it there. And then our believer is like, oh, it's not effective. I find that very funny. They, the enemies, the shayateen, do see its effect, but the believers don't see its effect. This is explaining just briefly, and inshallah, in the sessions to come, every now and then, we're not going to dedicate all the programs to that, but we will mention other ideas. So the point that we're trying to discuss tonight, we need to understand that the very presence of a brother or a sister on the streets on Yawmul Quds, this concentrated effort, global effort of people coming together under a leadership started by Imam Khomeini and carried on with by Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah bless him and protect him, under that leadership, this presence is very effective. It should be seen as jihad fi sabilillah in all the Quranic verses that talk about where, for example, I believe it's in Surah An-Nisa, لا يستوي القاعدون غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله. The believers who do jihad, and this is an instance of it, are not the same as those who do not participate. فضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين درجة. God has preferred and given value to the mujahidun over those who decide not to participate, daraja, which implies the great distance between the value of a believer who decides to just keep it down and the brother or sister who decides to be part of the struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah by the right of the Imam of our time that He grants us the tawfiq to see the coming of the Imam of our time. We ask Allah to help us be His true and close companions. We ask Allah to help and protect all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and our leader. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. Oh Allah, we all have hajat, we have needs, we have requests, we ask You. On this night of the month of Ramadan, approaching the night of the 15th, almost half of the month of Ramadan is almost gone. And this is the second Thursday night of the month of Ramadan. O Allah, this is a special night of mercy and blessing of Yours in this month. We ask You to grant all of us, we all have needs, various needs. We have spiritual needs, spiritual problems. We have physical, material, financial health problems, issues that we're dealing with as a community, individuals, families, this part of the world, throughout the globe. Oh Allah, bless all of us, all believers worldwide. And we ask You by the right of the Imam of our time to relieve all the oppressed people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabiyya wa Alih, rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.